Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Testing, 1, 2, testing.
I'm quite excited about this week because I did feel like last week...
You were drowning.
I was all over the shop. I'd done no kind of previous research. Mm-hmm. We just hit play and we went, oh, we'll be fine. You were fine. I was not fine.
We probably weren't fully ready to go back to work.
I wasn't ready.
I think we felt under pressure from society, from life, and from reality.
I missed it.
I missed it too, yeah.
But I wasn't ready.
This week, though, you are fucking all over this, right?
I am firing on all cylinders. I'll tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. Is that...
Yeah.
You forget how to work when you have a bit of time off.
Yeah.
And it takes you a few days to get back into it. And now I am half addicted to work and half addicted to holiday.
Yeah.
And when I'm in the thing that I'm in, I'm addicted to that. And I never want to do the other thing again.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when I start working, I enjoy it so much. And I get so much fulfillment from what I do. Mm-hmm. And I love it. That I think, oh, you know, why was I feeling so funny about coming back? I want to stay up till 11 o'clock working on this paper or doing research into this thing. Or it's so funny, isn't it?
I've done a podcast this morning already.
Oh, my God, get you.
So I'm in the podcast zone. But I swore 3 or 4 times in the podcast this morning. And I feel like I've carried that into this one because I've already said the word fuck already.
But the way you say fuck is great. Like, I say fuck, but you say fuck. Ooh. I say fuck. Michael, put the glasses back on immediately.
You're starting to quite like me in these glasses.
So what's quite funny is Michael did a post, which, is it on your grid?
On Instagram, yeah.
But is it, it's on your grid?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Michael did a post on his grid announcing, and I guess you could say this is an advert we're saying.
Yeah, it's an advert.
An advert for his new blush hairdryer.
Blush not pink.
Which Peter O'Hanrahan, who's also Michael in glasses, keeps calling pink. And I really fancy your alter ego. Peter O'Hanrahan, and he keeps wearing, Michael's wearing glasses around the house now. I'm like, oh God, I'm really fancy. You look really hot.
It's a good post, that, by the way, if you've not seen it.
It's very funny.
Me and my kind of producing partner, if you like, that makes all the content together, had dreams of a career in comedy. And we made a sitcom once, but never got commissioned or anything, but it exists. And occasionally we like to do funny things on our grid just to kind of reassure ourselves that we could have been comedy writers and producers.
You are funny in this.
Yeah, good. Thanks very much.
And considering you're playing against yourself, it's quite hard.
Well, we're going to do
and
a series.
You were very good.
We're going to do a series of them.
Oh, great.
It's quite good fun. Lots of people
Mid-morning
saying,
Matters.
Can we see more of this?
Oh, great.
It's a very good. The podcast I was on this morning is called The Emma Gunns Show. And Emma is a highly respected beauty journalist and has a very successful podcast. And she said, do you want to come on it? I was like, yes.
And so what were you talking about?
We're talking about risks, taking risks.
Oh, and, that's brilliant for you because you are the best at taking risks.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be a very short podcast if I was on it.
I don't think so. Crikey, O'Reilly. Every time you put yourself on live TV, you don't realise necessarily that going on live TV has the potential to destroy your life.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, you do that like... So
anyway, let's not talk about me because I want to talk about you and your risks and the podcast.
So yes, there was all sorts of things in there, but the big question when she said, will you be on the podcast? I said, yeah. And she said, "What are you risk averse? What have you taken any risks?" And obviously the biggest risk I took was taking millions of pounds off people for my business with the intention of turning 10 times in it or 20 times in that kind of money when, you know, I've no track record of ever doing that before. There's no reason why I should be able to do it now, you know. And when somebody says, I'm going to give you £1 million, so just make sure you times 10 that. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. So that's probably one of the biggest risks I've taken. Well, there's all sorts of things, I guess, where I've risked my life and career.
But you know what I love about you is that... you know, this woman might know you a bit.
Yes.
But I always know that when you go and do something like that and you talk about something that maybe isn't necessarily hairstyling or fashion, which probably is what you've usually talked to her about.
Yes.
And you go and talk to her about something intellectual where you can have an opinion or philosophize about something, you will absolutely blow someone away because this guy's got a depth. And it's so funny because when I take you to a party or something and there's people that haven't met you before and I go, this is my partner, they every single time they come up to me afterwards and go, oh my God, like, he's amazing.
So small. He's so tiny, like, what's happened to him? God. Anyway, it was a brilliant show, so I'll let you know when that's out, people, and then you can go and listen to that because I will probably recommend myself that on that particular one. What have you got for us, Davina McCall?
Well,
Some good things.
I've had a brilliant morning this morning with Holly, my daughter, and her wonderful boyfriend, Paddy Lee. If you're not following him on Instagram, go follow him. He's a brilliant DJ, Paddy Lee Music. And he and Holly looked up somewhere in Shepherd's Bush to go and have a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Next Door, is it? Next Door Records.
Great.
And it's unbelievable coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It sells other drinks, you know, kombuchas and things like that. In the evening, you can go and have booze.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can have booze in the day, but it's got a license to sell alcohol. But it's also a record shop. And you can see on the picture online, it's got records all around the outside and there's turntables. So I made Paddy, like, listen to Jean-Michel Jarre, Oxygen, for the first time. And I said, I'm sure you could sample this.
Oh, yeah, so many good things.
On a track somewhere.
Yeah.
It's so iconic. But the young kids kind of wouldn't know it, but it's got us something to... Anyway, they've also got us kind of a bit further back, which looks like it probably pops off in the evening. And they've got a space with two twin decks and for a DJ and stuff. But it's got jazz. It's got really old records. It's got dub. It's got house. It's got everything. It's got fun music. Anyway, we were saying, God, how great that you can go and have a coffee and enjoy something else. I think now with the death of the high street, our high streets are going to be turning into places, a place of entertainment, a source. Like, all shops should have bars in, all shops should have kind of coffee shops.
Yes,
they
I
should
agree.
Kind of mix it up. You should be able to entertain everybody. Are you going to sneeze?
Keep going.
Oh, like, look at the light, look at the light. God, I know that feeling. And it's really annoying when it goes away.
Mm.
Anyway, I love the fact that they've just merged these two things, coffee and
great
records,
idea.
Absolutely brilliant idea. And then they told me about this other amazing place called Vinyl Records. So, Vinyl Pimp, thank you.
Okay.
So, Vinyl Pimp is on Instagram, and you can contact him, but only on email, or you have to kind of make an appointment. But it's a warehouse in Hackney full of vinyl, absolutely rammed to the rafters.
Wow.
And you can look up and buy all of these records and then go pick them up by appointment. But the other really, really cool thing is that he has just put a room inside the record store and it's on Airbnb.
Oh,
so
really?
If you know somebody
who
that
loves
absolutely
music.
Loves music, this is just the greatest thing ever. So it's like a vinyl factory with a room in itself. And what they say, what he says, is in order to get the room, you don't pay money. You just buy £250 worth of records.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, that's a good idea.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, yeah.
It's bartering.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to stay in this room. Well, you have to buy 250 quid's worth of records.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And can I tell you what a relief it was going somewhere and going, I love that record, and I was actually correct. Because normally what happens is somebody plays me something, I go, I love that record. They go, it's not a record, it's a download. And then for once, when you're looking at vinyl, you are actually talking about a record.
I love that. My dad still calls them an LP.
Oh, I sometimes do that. I sometimes do that.
For anyone who's listening who doesn't know what that means, it's called a long player.
Because that's why I was just talking about 45s. That's a short... It's not an SP, though, is it?
It isn't. No, it's a single.
A single.
And then there was an EP, which was anything that had more than three tracks on it, I think.
But, Michael, can I quickly show you something? In the bedroom, You've got decks.
Two turntables. Is that the bedroom?
Yeah, so the bed's up here.
Oh, like a mezzanine bed.
And this
thing
is like the living room.
Very nice.
Bloody cool.
Might blow your brains out here, but did you know that there's one of these kinds of places in Tunbridge Wells?
What?
Yeah, you know where you live. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, do you know the little bit on the kind of indoor-outdoor food eatery place that's attached to the shopping centre there?
Yes.
It's got like...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of that, there is a record coffee shop called Even Flow.
No.
And it sells records and coffee, and you can listen to records in there.
No.
Me and Joel went in there last week or whenever it was.
I've just looked it up.
Yeah. And there was a live band playing outside.
Shut up.
Yeah. And
it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Even Flow in Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
With decks.
With decks, exactly.
What?
I know, right?
You didn't tell me?
Yes. Well, I never really thought.
Wow.
Even Flow, by the way, for those that don't know, is a Pearl Jam song.
Even Flow.
I know. That's one of their least favourite songs, I think. That first album Pearl Jam did was my least favourite album that they did. They got kind of better and then slightly worse. Everyone used to rave about that first album.
Can I just say something?
No, they got loads better as they got on.
The Even Flow one's absolutely enormous in Tunbridge Wells.
Nice.
It's big.
Very good.
So Next Door Records is also very, very good. Uxbridge Road, Shepherd's Bush. And in fact, look up coffee shop and record shop combined in your area. Now, I've seen that.
Now I'm
pretty
seen
sure
that.
You're probably they're probably all over the place.
Every major town, yeah.
Yeah.
Crikey, I don't know where to go. Well, I'll tell you where I'm going to go. It's my new favourite burger joint.
Oh, wow. Where's that?
The Shake Shack.
Where is that?
I mean, they're everywhere.
Mm.
And... when I was skiing earlier this year with lads, Lee Pemberton, me mate, was going on about burgers. Because it's what people do sometimes when they've nothing else to talk about.
Or when they've had a few drinks.
Hey, Mike, where's your favourite burger from? And I was like, Five Guys, you want to try the Shake Shack? So anyway, I was walking past the Shake Shack last week and me and Reese went, should we have a corporate lunch?
At the Shake Shack?
And I said, let's try the Shake Shack because everyone's prattled on about it. Anyway...
Really?
Bloody
really?
Hell's bells.
I mean, I'm
it's
saying
good.
Really like that because I'm looking at his face and he looks really, he's licking his lips and everything. So they don't worry, he's got no crisps or anything nearby to eat.
Nearby.
It's actually just lip licking.
So I get the buffalo chicken burger. They do normal beef burgers and all that kind of stuff, cheeseburgers and everything.
Yeah.
And then I get some chicken buffalo bites on the side. I try not to eat chips. Don't want carbs. I just want protein. But that's what I've had
have
today.
You gone, have
that's
you gone,
why I'm a bit full, to be honest.
Have you gone... like keto?
Carb-free. No, not really, but there's a lot of calories in carbs and there's less in protein, so we're just trying to eat a lot of protein.
There are carbs in normal food anyway.
Yeah.
It's just
what's like... normal food?
Well, I mean, in what you would think is non-carby food, there are carbs in lots of different...
Oh, yeah. And there's calories in everything you consume, but there's less calories in protein, so I always think, well, if I eat more protein, I'm arguably eating less
calories. Also need some carbs for energy.
You absolutely did. I did eat some chips, just to...
But
I didn't order chips, I just had a handful
Of Reese's.
Anyway, the point is that if you've not had a Shake Shack burger... And you're a Five Guys kind of person or a McDonald's kind of person or any of those other kind of local burger joint persons. If you get the chance to go to Shake Shack, definitely go and get yourself a burger. Oh, brioche bun, which is not everyone's cup of tea, I gather.
Oh,
but not
God.
Too much bread. A small bun, lots of filling. The ratios were good.
Really?
And the buffalo sauce was...
Really?
Boom, yeah.
You're quite picky with your buffalo sauce
as
well.
I do like a spicy burger. So, Shake Shack, they're all over the country, but where they are, it often is in airports.
What
so
about
you're waiting
price?
For a flight. I mean, for two burgers, chicken bites and chips was £35. A lot of money, that, isn't it?
Feels
but
like a lot of money.
That was at Leicester Square. So it may well be I'm paying Leicester Square premium there. And actually, if you bought one in Manchester or somewhere like that, well, it's arguably
was it busy?
One of the... No, but we went at 12 o'clock on the dot. And nowhere's busy at 12, probably about 1 o'clock it is. Anyway, it's really, really good.
Can I ask you something else?
Yeah, of course.
Because you used to like Five Guys in lettuce.
Yes.
Did they do that?
I didn't look at whether they did the lettuce alternative for a bun, but anyway.
Because the brioche bun, I think, now has become a thing. Like, we are no longer able to just eat a bun with no sugar in it. Everybody loves the brioche bun because it's got a shit ton of sugar in it.
Well,
that's why.
I spoke to your publicist the other day and we both have a love of fried chicken and burgers, but he is a no brioche guy. I said, you've got to try the Shake Shack. He said, I can't because it's got a brioche bun. I'm like, oh God, really, Jonathan? I'm like, is that where you draw the line? He was like, yep, that's where I draw the line.
Everybody's got a line.
Yeah, yeah. God, I was going to say something then that was wholly inappropriate, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay, good. Well done.
Yeah, yes. I read something on Twitter about the line, about when you cross it, and I remember thinking, well, say that thing. And I thought, no, don't say that thing.
Don't cross the line.
Yeah. So anyway, there's one recommendation for you there, Shake Shack.
Great. I would like to talk to you about Gabor Maté.
Oh, yes, another guy.
So, basically, I bumped into somebody that we've both worked with this morning, and he talked to me, and we were talking about ADHD, and he said, have you read this book? And it was called When the Body Says No, which I think we were talking about yesterday, this concept of you going through some kind of trauma and your body is just like, okay, I'm shutting down, I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
Scattered Minds, that's the book about ADHD. Yeah. He's a brilliant man and one of his books. Anyway, this guy, I'm going to tell you about the book in a second, but this guy was like, you've got to get this book, Gabor Maté, Scattered Minds. And actually, he is an amazing, amazing person. I don't know how many podcasts of his you've listened to. I mean, he's been on all the greats.
Weirdly. Yes, I know.
He's been on everybody, I think. I know he's been on Stephen Bartlett a couple of times. He's been on Fern Cottons. If you're a fan of Fern, she does a lovely interview with him. I'm pretty sure he's been on Dr. Chatterjee's.
He's been on Joe Rogan's.
And Joe Rogan's a few times, I think, he's been on Joe Rogan's. He is Canadian physician and author. He worked in family practice, but he's got he specializes in childhood development and potential lifelong impacts on physical and mental health, including autoimmune disease, cancer, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, addictions, and a wider range of other conditions. Like, what happens to you in your childhood will affect potentially all of these things as you get older. And this book, In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, Close Encounters with Addiction. He discusses the types of trauma suffered by people and substance use disorders that come with that, which is so interesting, obviously, for me, because I think that's I think that's pretty much what happened to me. And I've sort of spent my life trying to heal that. And I'm making great progress at the moment, I feel like. Anyway, he's got quite interesting ideas on ADHD and the fact that, like, is it even a thing? Or if it is a thing, like, what causes it and how you can help that? His backstory, I don't know if you know anything about him, but his maternal grandparents were killed in Auschwitz.
Yes, they were Jewish, weren't they?
Yeah, and his aunt disappeared during the war, and his father endured forced labor at the hands of the Nazis. And his Mate's mother put him in the care of a stranger for over 5 weeks in order to save his life. Wow. I mean, he's had, like, an amazing... And he claims... This trauma of abandonment, rage and despair continues to manifest in his adult life, leading to similar altercations when he perceives a threat of abandonment, especially from his wife. And I don't know, there's something really lovely about when somebody's incredibly self-aware and they totally understand themselves. It doesn't mean that they can totally get rid of it or completely 100% ever fix it, but awareness is the key, I think, the first key. But this man is one of those people, if you read enough about him, if you just go to his Wikipedia page... That his name is spelt G-A-B-O-R-M-A-T-E, Gabor Maté.
Yeah, I've always called him Mate.
Yeah.
Gabor Mate. Yeah.
Gabor Maté, and he's one of those people that you just read and you love, but he also has a face, if you can watch him on a podcast, that you love.
Yeah, yes.
There's something about him that
it's like a
feels safe.
Doll or something, is it? Like a Cabbage Patch doll or something very... cute and sweet about it. Yeah, yes, I know what you mean.
And sad.
Amazing aura. Yeah, yeah.
There's something in him that... anyway, go and look at all of his work on any of the usual booksellers, Waterstones, WH Smith, Amazon. Please, any independent bookstores, please go and look, because honestly, if you have experienced any kind of childhood trauma or... experience any kind of autoimmune illnesses or anything, go and have a look. He's written so many books.
Yes.
He will have written one for you.
Yeah, and also if you think your kids have got ADHD or you're struggling with thinking that you've got ADHD and where that might have come from and all the rest of it, some of his theories on the way ADHD has manifested itself and the reasons for it, I thought were really good, actually. And he's come under some flack as well. Some people have criticised him quite a bit. I stumbled across him because he was quite critical of Jordan Peterson, and I was really interested to find somebody who was willing to stand up against some of the things Jordan was saying. So that's where I stumbled across him and found a lot of his stuff fascinating, and then stumbled into the world of ADHD.
And of course, you know,
wow, this is good.
I mean, we're all philosophising and kind of, you know, I mean, obviously he's a physician,
you know, yeah.
and he's trying to take what he's learning, and through talking to loads and loads of patients and everything, he's learning all the time. But you know, he might not have it right, but we need to educate ourselves to hear everybody's point of view. And Gabor Maté has got a very lovely way about him, and a way, again, he's an amazing communicator. So the way he speaks, I understand.
I think the thing you said there about he might not have it right. Of course, he doesn't have it right for everybody, but he might have it right for you, or he might have it right for some of you, and not others. Like, I was talking about this morning, is that like there is nothing more complicated in the world than you. Not you.
No, but
I.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
One human being. And it's hard enough to try and understand yourself to think that somebody else could possibly understand you, you know. And I think one of the things I managed to grasp this summer really was that the answer to your problem lies within you, not within somebody else. They don't know what the answer to your problem is. But the best thing you can do is go and kind of find out as much information as possible and apply it all to you and see what sticks and what doesn't, isn't it, I think. The other thing I've stumbled across this week is a podcast. Now, it doesn't mean you can stop listening to our podcast just because I recommend this one, just so we all know. Let me just see which ones I've downloaded here. Shows. It is called The Poetry of Reality. It's quite nice, isn't it?
That is really lovely.
Yeah, and it's a Richard Dawkins podcast. Now, I realise Dawkins isn't everyone's cup of tea. If you're religious, you know, everybody knows he's a kind of card-carrying atheist. Yeah.
I'm a Christian because I like the framework of the Christian faith, but I'm not a stickler for the Bible, I think.
The
Book of Fables and everything. But I would call myself a Christian, but obviously he's an out-and-out atheist, and I wouldn't want to get into an argument with him about it because I know the science doesn't back up, but I do have faith. And it's quite interesting. So there's not necessarily, in terms of my belief, that you know, I wouldn't want to get in an argument with Richard Dawkins, he's just too clever.
Yeah.
But yes. I still like... You sent me something. I still like listening to him. You know,
he's
a very interesting person.
Because what you do immediately is he poses questions and sometimes answers that really make you think, oh, crikey, like, what was that he just said? Never considered that. So I'm going to just read a few titles, a few of these podcasts, because they're really quite something. So the first one is The Courage to Be Honest. This is... an interview between him and Ricky Gervais.
Oh, wow,
quite interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it? Trans, When Ideology Meets Reality, a conversation with Helen Joyce, super interesting. Richard Dawkins on Aliens, God, Transgenderism, Science, and More. This is one that blew my brains out. Why Are We Here? Exploring the Mystery of Existence.
Oh, was that good?
Fuck. Like, you can't go to sleep after it, because it's like...
Fries your brain.
One of the interesting things is...
What, is that on his own or is he talking to someone
So some of them are in conversation with three or four other academics.
Right.
There's a lot of women in these podcasts as well, by the way, because I know
that's
you
nice.
Just talked about a guy, I've just talked about a guy, but there's lots of highly intellectual academic women that are discussing things with him in these podcasts as well. So I don't think they're overtly kind of male in where they come from. But the one about existence is really good. There's a big debate about... There's a guy in there who's obviously quite an oldish guy who's been around for a long time, an academic who makes a decent stab at why there has to be a God and that life couldn't exist without one. And then Dawkins' take on the fact that that can't possibly be true because of all these different reasons. But when you get into the nitty of gritty of who created the laws of physics and why are those laws the way they are, you can start to go... Oh, God almighty. And the other thing is, you know, the big question is, what is before nothing?
Yes.
And he says, well, physicists will say there's no such thing as before. You don't use the word before. Before the Big Bang is nothing. There was no before. But
yes.
He really just can't escape the idea that the word before exists, so it must have some meaning. And what was there before nothing?
Do you know, before I met, but before we started dating, I just didn't ask her any big questions. You've really opened up, like, I feel like all the neural pathways in my brain, you've gone to a dark side of my brain and you've, like, lit a fuse and the bomb's gone off and all the fireworks are firing all the time.
And are you glad about that?
Yes, really glad about it. Yes. I didn't understand. I wasn't interested. I mean, the other day when somebody told me that stars are suns and that they've exploded and that's what we're seeing from millions of years ago.
Yeah.
But they are a sun for a solar system of their own. I had to go and sit down. And how come I'm 55 and I've only just realised that? And my daughter was going, did you not know that? And I was like, no, I did. I really hadn't. Because I think up until this point, I wasn't ready to think about it.
Yeah, yes.
It was too big.
It's too big, isn't it? And that there is more stars than there are grains of sand on the whole of planet Earth.
So that's how many solar systems there were, but they're all going all over the place.
You know.
But are there new ones appearing all the time?
Yes, well, this is a lot of things that are being discussed. So one of the things Dawkins says is that there might not just be one big bang. There might be multiple bangs that went off.
For fuck's sake.
So anyway, it's really good. And if you want to, you know, immerse yourself under the skin of a subject, whatever it might be, Dawkins is brilliant, I think, at getting under it. And of course, he is a highly respected voice
of course,
a very clever person. So you can say, well, if Dawkins is adamant about something, what did you like about him? Is he'll say, if somebody asks him a question about existence and the Big Bang or something, he'd say, well, that's a question for a physicist and I'm a biologist. I can only speak about biology. And these are the things we know for sure. You know, you kind of go, okay, I don't need to do any more research on that because Dawkins has said, because he's done it all. You know, so you can kind of draw a line under it at that point and say, well, that's
I mean, there's something quite comforting about science.
Oh, my God.
You can't
fantastic.
Argue with it.
Yes.
It is what it is. It's irrefutable.
Well, at the moment it is, but it is always open to change. But he says, one of the interesting things he says...
I guess science does change because it evolves and we learn new things.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So but he does say the biology question has been answered. We know where we come from and we know why we're here and we know what we are.
Right.
The physics question has not been answered.
Right.
We don't know where it came from and why it's here and why the
it's
laws are
It's not been
here.
Answered.
Yeah, I know. So if you're a physicist, you are at the centre.
But, you know, if somebody
something.
Talked to me like this about stuff like this and I hadn't been off my tits on drugs when I was younger, I would have loved to have learnt about this when I was younger.
You can do it now.
I don't know if my menopausal brain can handle it. Yeah.
Well, we'll put one of these on later. You can have a there's one that's only 8 minutes long, for instance. You know,
I can handle that.
Yeah, some of them are 11 minutes long. Some are an hour long.
Yeah.
And they're not all him. They're all of them in conversation with people who are challenging him as well. So
okay, well, that's good.
But the name of it is fantastic. The Poetry of Reality is...
Reality, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, you know, My Mum, Your Dad, dating show. This wonderful woman got in touch with me and I absolutely was like, my agent sends me things and she goes, oh, I don't know if you're interested in this, but this person sent this to me and I just thought I should send it on to you because of My Mum, Your Dad. But, you know, obviously, like, don't worry about it. So I read it and I was like, oh my God, yes. So this woman has set up a dating app. She's a single mum in her 40s. She's the founder of the UK's first dating app for single parents. I know I wasn't a fan of dating apps either, but was frustrated at the lack of options, and it's called Playdate. I love that name.
Yeah,
you know when your kids send your kids on a playdate?
Yeah.
So Playdate is for single parents only, is tailored around the single parent lifestyle, whether you're divorced, separated, widowed, or a solo parent. We offer childcare discounts through our partner app, Bubble, which offer babysitting services. So if you've got kids...
Brilliant.
Yes, and you need to go out on a date, they have a partner app with Bubble where somebody will come and babysit your kids. So because of the synergy, they've been partnering with ITV around an ad campaign for My Mum, Your Dad. And in fact, interestingly, I'd seen the ad last week, but, you know, in between My Mum, Your Dad parts. And I thought, fuck me, that sounds like a good idea. The ads were great, by the way, if Naveen, you're listening, I hope you are. And they really made an impact. And she says their slogan is, who says play dates were only for kids? They're new, they're just a startup, so she's asked for a bit of support. But you know, with us, I wouldn't give support if I didn't think it was an absolutely brilliant idea. Their website's very easy and simple to navigate. You know that everybody on there is a parent, which like. You're all struggling with the same thing. All trying to, and I think once you've said out loud, I'm a parent, and you know you're on this website, you're a bit more real already.
Yeah, you are.
You know, there's less space for catfishing, I think. So they matchmake. They'll find potential matches in your area that meet your criteria. Stress-free childcare with our partner Bubble, the UK's number one sitter app. And, check this out, invisibility. If you don't want your ex to find your profile, turn on our invisibility feature.
You'd have to put your ex's details in, perhaps, would you?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's a thing. So you can have filters, you can discover matches, you can start chatting. It's on Apple Store, it's on Google Play. So it's called Playdate. Go and have a play.
That's a great name for it. You're absolutely right.
A great
thing. They call it descriptive branding.
Yes.
Where the brand describes what it is. And
exactly.
I love that idea.
Exactly.
It's really good, isn't it? I've been watching season 3 of Dave on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I've talked about Dave a lot in the past.
Yeah,
he's a kind of New York Jewish rapper. And he's made it and he's now on tour. So he's on a tour bus, traveling around, playing shows with Gator and all his kind of crew and all the rest of it. And
I love Gator.
I am loving
this
season
3. Really? Better?
Well, they're all good, I think. As I've talked about before, it's made by the same team who made Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I'm a huge fan of. It's got a lot of kind of wonderful kind of Jewish comic undertones, which I love Jewish comedy. And he's such an awkward, quirky guy for a rapper. And but also cannot help himself but to try and tell the truth and be honest in situations where it's probably best to keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
I'm up to episode 4 of season 3 of Dave. It's a weird thing about the show. Nobody ever knows. It never gets advertised. Nobody knows anything about when it's on or when it's not on. I just stumbled across it and I was like, why has nobody told me season 3 of Dave's out? So I'm here as a voice for Dave to say, if you enjoyed season 1, season 2, then it's on Disney Plus. Boom.
I'm a bit jealous. I feel like I need to catch up and I've really got to get Chester on it.
Chester's watched Dave though, right?
But not the new series.
Okay. No.
I feel like it's something that we could watch together.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he would love it. The other thing, Dave's got a problem with his penis, which he talks about quite a lot. And it's such
that.
A kind of rare thing. What I love about Dave is he's a kind of exposed, vulnerable man who's prepared to walk into his vulnerability in all instances. And you don't see that from men very often. They're too busy trying to be macho, you know. And he almost makes himself the weakest and most vulnerable person in the room. And it pays off, weirdly, that, you know. There's something about...
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
When someone... I've always said this about a man being attractive. I would find a man much more attractive if he said to me, I started a business, it didn't go very well, I've had quite a tough time, but I've learned a lot, now I'm going to start another one. Rather than a guy going, yeah, my business was absolutely massive, and I've done this, and I've done that, da, 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 and then you hear his business didn't do very well, and you think, oh, why did you lie? I would have totally loved the fact that
Yeah.
Failing isn't bad. I don't look at it as like, it's only bad if you're ashamed of it or you don't learn anything from it.
There's nothing like speaking to somebody who's telling the truth, is there?
Okay, I want to show you somebody that my son showed me.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Rohit Roygra. It's spelt Rohit Roy.
Yeah.
Rohitroy. And he is, I'm thinking that he is Indian. Anyway, this man is a bloody legend. He's on TikTok. My son showed him to me. I am trying to give up fizzy drinks or not give them up because I don't think that's realistic, but I'm just trying to drink less fizzy drinks.
Yes.
And this guy is my kind of guy, and he is desperately also trying to give up fizzy drinks.
And, oh, God, I love this guy.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about.
Of course I know who you're talking about, yeah.
And he, hang on, I'm going to play you one. He's got, on TikTok, 524,000 followers.
Does not surprise at all. I bet he can't really work out why, you know.
No, I think he understands. I think he feels that, like, we're all struggling.
Okay.
But there is something about the way he speaks.
Yes.
And he understands all of us, and he talks as if he is your friend. And when he tells us that he hasn't had a fizzy drink that day and how proud he is of that, and like, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fucking feeling him. I love this man. Okay, so let's find one with a lot of views. Okay, this one, I think.
Hello everyone, no fizzy drink for me today. I would like to share something about meditation. You know, I always say I do meditation to look after the mental health. Now, many people do say that they don't get enough time in their daily life to do meditation like the normal way, which is like sitting alone in a posture and then count your breathing or focus on something. If you don't get time, Buddha has also explained another way of meditation. This way will give you the same benefits as meditation, and that's simple. Whatever you are doing throughout your daily life, just try to pay full focus, 100% attention and concentration to that task, and that will give you the same benefits as meditation. This I have mentioned before a long time back, but I really want to reiterate this again, because this will give opportunity to you guys to try meditation the other way, doing normal stuff but with full concentration, and you will still get the same benefits of meditation. And no fizzy drink for me today. Thank you very much.
I mean, I don't know why. I think he's just got good in his soul.
Yes.
And it shines through everything.
It's like dinner with John.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
He wants to do good in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to help people.
Share love. Yeah, yeah.
And he wants to share love. And we've all responded to it. And I find he's had 8.2 million views.
On that post?
No, on his page. Wow.
It is. He
it's,
is.
It's beautiful.
Really
that.
Good. Yeah. And not only that, it's very true.
Yes.
That if you concentrate on the one thing that you're doing at in the moment.
Well, it's being present.
Yeah. I know. It's very hard, the idea of being present, isn't it? Someone was talking about this the other day, that a lot of time you're thinking about the past or you're planning the future, but you're very rarely.
That's being present is all about.
It's
a difficult thing to do, though. It's your primary love language.
What, being present?
To be present with you.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Like, that's what you need to feel loved by me.
I think you've misunderstood. I like presence. That's what it was. Presence from you.
I think that's why we enjoy this podcast so much, because we are very present when we're in this podcast. Yeah, we have to sit and we have to, eye gazing is that thing of real intimacy. And when you've been with somebody for a while...
Mm-hmm.
You forget to look in their eyes.
Yeah.
And eye gazing is very, very intimate and really, as we saw in My Mum, Your Dad, like it's a...
Yeah. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thanks.
Still going really well this week. I get more messages sent to me to tell you how good the show is. I'm like, fucking hell. Any more messages for my girlfriend?
I love it so much.
Yeah, it's great. Congratulations, well done, it's great.
Thank you. Oh, I've quickly got to do a shout out, because we're probably near the end, aren't we?
Yes, what are you doing, Rilla Histaba?
I'm doing, what?
Richard Herring Live at Leicester Square Theatre.
We've got to talk about that.
We've also got to talk about,
on Sunday night, on Channel 4, we've got the Who Cares Wins Awards.
Who Cares Wins Awards, yeah.
And
I've got a reel to make for that as well.
Really, really a beautiful, it's a beautiful event, but this year in particular, I think... They've done an amazing job on putting a beautiful programme together.
Oh, great.
To celebrate everybody in the NHS. And obviously we had 11 winners there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fantastic. But we want to say that everybody that works in the NHS is a winner.
Yeah.
We love you.
Davina hosted that last night. It's going to be on Sunday. And you looked gorgeous last night. I know hair and everything, so I'm going to say that. But overall, clothes, and your beaming face.
Thank you.
It was very nice. So Davina is going to be on one of my all-time favourite podcasts coming up, which is called Rehalistapa. You know, that's what they call it, which is Richard Herring's Live at the Leicester Square Theatre podcast. It's an acronym. Mm. I know, clever, right? I used to listen to this podcast way back when, probably seven or eight years ago at the very, very beginning.
And you were an absolute original adopter, weren't you?
And he was basically interviewing comedians, largely comedy writers, people who work in comedy performance, people like that. So I loved it because obviously he was Stuart Lee's comedy partner for a very long time. So I knew about Richard Herring back in the 90s. And he was interviewing Stuart Lee, and he was interviewing Armando Iannucci, Steve Coogan, people like that. Tim Minchin was on there, Jonathan Ross was on there. You know, lots of kind of people in comedy and at the fringes of it as well, which I thought was great. There was a really funny episode with Armando Iannucci and Graham Linehan. When Graham Linehan created Father Ted, Armando Iannucci was the day-to-day, and Alan Partridge and stuff. But that particular three-way interview was hilariously funny. He interviewed John Lloyd, and John Lloyd was the creator of Not the 9 o'clock News. He co-wrote some of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with Douglas Adams. He created Spitting Image, Blackadder, QI. I mean, the guy's career was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also one of these amazing critical thinkers, you know.
Yes.
So he was thinking about
your
life.
Your favourite type of person.
Yes, like, and super, super bright, you know, very, very clever. And created some really sophisticated comedy, I think, over the years. But he had, in this discussion, so you can listen to this episode, I can't remember where it is, but it's season one or season two, John Lloyd, Live at the Leicester Square Theatre with Richard Herring. But he was the first time that I ever listened to a convincing argument for God. And he's not a particularly religious person, doesn't believe in the Bible or any organised religion at all, but believes in the possibility of a creator. And I was always just a pretty ardent atheist until I listened to that podcast, and I thought, fuck yeah, like, what the hell do I know about anything, you know? Yet my arrogant mind is, you know, smart enough to suggest that there is no creator at all. Whatever the creator might be, it could be a gas or an energy or maths or physics or whatever the hell it is, you know. But something created all of this, because first there was nothing and then there was something, you know. And he was the first person that cracked my brain open to that idea, really. But he had some brilliant stories about him and Richard Curtis, which I thought were bloody amazing. And he was just a great thinker and talker. But this whole podcast series of Richard Herring's is superb. And you are going to be on it.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
I'm delighted you're on it. So can you tell people when you're on it? Is it 30th
of
October?
30th of October. If you go to Richard Herring's Insta page, you can click on something and you'll be able to get tickets.
Or if you go to the Leicester Square Theatre ticket,
the
Leicester Square Theatre website, box office, you'll probably be able to buy tickets there.
Yeah.
But you're on about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
He normally records two episodes a night, so he'll probably do your episode and somebody else's. The last one I listened to, actually I haven't listened to it for a while, was Richard Bacon's, who was his 40th birthday and he'd just been diagnosed with ADHD. And Richard's a very open, honest person and talks about how chaotic his mind is and how it works. But it's a really funny interview. And I thought it was a really good description of Richard Bacon, who I really like, just in case you wondered. The whole thing's great. And Richard Herring's got a fantastic backstory career and is a brilliant writer in his own right and comedian. And him and Stuart Lee part created Alan Partridge as well, which is a big thing for me because he's one of my favourite comedy characters. So the tickets available for that on 30th of October, which is a Monday night, and I'll be coming to see you.
I can't wait.
And just so other people know, on the 30th of October, I will be doing my live debut
on QVC. Oh my God, can I say something?
Yeah.
Have we not said from the minute we met, like,
I should be on QVC?
You should be on QVC. No. You are made for QVC.
I know, it's been built for QVC. What's funny about being on TV, if you're ever on This Morning or the BBC or anything, you're never allowed to sell
anything.
So, I mean, ironically, if you're a famous person and you've written a book, you're allowed to sell that. I don't really understand the, you know, the technical technicalities.
Like, I bought out a hairdryer. Why can't I sell that if they're selling their book?
Yeah,
selling I've never thought of that.
Yeah, never thought about that. It drives me bloody mad. That it's like, can't talk about your products. And I'm like, well, Dawn French can talk about the book she's written. Why can't I talk about the hairdryer I've made? It's like,
no.
It's like, so okay, funny. Yeah, so weird, isn't it? Anyway, you're never allowed to be on TV and sell anything.
Yeah.
And being on QVC, it's the only thing you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite weird. So for 20 years of being on TV, trying desperately not to sell anything, it's now they're going to go, you have to sell this thing.
Sell.
I'm not even sure I can. I literally no idea
Michael,
where I can. Yes, I know. It'll be fine.
You can.
I'm really looking forward to it because that's
you can.
Yeah. So looking forward to that. Okay, let's do a couple of shout outs before we disappear. Hello, everybody, by the way. It's very nice to be talking to you all. And doing some chat outs. We must do a video. We didn't do a video last week as well.
Yeah, we've got to do a video today.
Yeah, let's do it today. If you've not seen this, D and M, you will love it. So this is from Joe Shayla. Let's just go back. So Sunday, bloody love your podcast, and I've caught up with all of them. Thank you.
Aww.
If you get the chance and haven't seen it yet,
I love it when people catch up with all of the podcasts. That is mega.
She says, watch Trying on Apple TV. Such a lovely series and rated 8.
Oh,
can I just say,
oh my God, isn't that funny? We were talking about them this morning.
I have recommended this before.
Mm.
It was about 50 episodes ago, so you might well have forgotten about it. But I was the hairstylist for Rafe Spall and Esther, who plays his wife, on that show. So yes, I know the show really well, and it is bloody brilliant. So it should be rated 8 on IMDb.
What am I looking at? General?
General, yes. So it says here, the series follows Nikki and Jason, a couple who really want to become parents, but who struggle conceiving a child. In order to have a baby, they decide to adopt, only to face a whole list of new challenges and surprises that come with the adoption process. I totally agree, Joe. They've done a fantastic job of this. Yeah.
Joe's written that really well.
That's
magazine worthy.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then she said yesterday she sent something else and it's called themusicman.uk.
Yes.
And then she said, if you've not seen this, D and M, you will love it. So I'm just going to click on this and see what it says. Oh my God. Yeah, this is great. So you two, the band, as you know, I quite like them, dress in disguise and go busking in the New York City subway. I don't know if you saw this or not. It was a while ago, but they dressed up as a kind of busking band and basically just busked their way through with Jimmy Fallon, I think.
Yes.
Might well be, yeah.
Oh my God, that is great.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I love that famous people busking.
Oh, it's great, isn't
it's
it?
It's so good. Imagine being Adele, Ed Sheeran,
being
you
able to
two.
Do that.
Oh God, wouldn't it be great?
It'd just be fantastic.
I mean, all you and I could do is go and sort of present or hairstyle.
I could go somewhere and do some hairstyles.
Yeah, I know, but like we'd.
Go on.
Would know.
Caroline?
I was going to go to... Caroline wants to know something about hair, so I was going to say, why don't you speak to her separately?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, let me answer this question on here, because
okay.
I think it's quite an interesting one.
Okay, great.
To say. Yeah. Okay, so Caroline Faithwaite says, hi, you gorgeous couple. Absolutely love your work, and you really inspire me and cheer me up. My question is, can you recommend a shampoo and conditioner for menopausal hair? My hair is so dry after washing it. It's a mass of knots, and it takes me ages to comb through. Can you recommend any products, please? Can I just say, don't get caught into the menopausal marketing mayhem. There is no such
Agreed.
Thing as menopausal hair. Mm. Like, your hair is maybe fine, or it might be shedding, or thinning, or it might be flat, or greasy. But those are the things it are. And that might be as a result of going through the menopause. But everybody's hair is unique to them.
But also,
in
it might
a similar
be a thing
way.
Just from aging.
Of course it might
We're
be.
All of our
yeah.
hair gets a bit thinner as we age, no?
But try not to think about it as menopausal
yeah.
hair and just look at the hair symptoms you've got
yeah.
and buy a shampoo that deals with those symptoms.
Mm.
As we know, HRT's got lots of benefits and you can choose to take that and if it's right for you or not. And that may well have a good impact on your hair. So you can go and speak to a doctor about that. But don't get caught up in the marketing idea of menopausal hair. Your hair, treat it as it is. If it's fine, limp, thinning, shedding, then have a look at your diet. And if it feels like your hair is dry or brittle, but it's not coloured, then choose a moisturising shampoo, something for dry, damaged hair, something for coloured hair, even though it's not coloured and dry, damaged. If it feels it, then that's... you know, that's good enough. If your hair feels greasy, then buy an anti-dandruff shampoo or something for greasy hair or something with salicylic acid in it. But yeah, don't think about your hair as menopausal hair. Think about the problems you've got with your hair and go for a shampoo that deals with those problems. That's what I'd like to say.
Thank you, Michael.
It's my pleasure.
That was actually good.
Good.
Thank you. I hate asking you for hair advice when you're not working.
Yeah, I'm always working.
Okay. Okay, so we've got one from Lynn Babocious. Babocious?
Great name, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so good. Netflix recommendation for us. Dear Child, six parts. I quite like a six-part doc. It's nice and sort of snappy. Loads of twisty turnies. Can't stop watching. 7.4 on IMDb. And it's German, so subtitled, but wow, we couldn't keep our eyes off it.
Oh, great.
I mean, interestingly, we talked about subtitles. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
We talked about subtitles the other day and said that it's quite hard sometimes for people
to
get into something. It is a barrier. Mm. But what's interesting, I think, if it's really good, it's not a barrier, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to have a go with that.
So one of the best films I've ever seen was City of God, that South American film, and that's all subtitles.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe that one of the best films I've ever seen is a subtitled film. Lolly Aych, it's quite a surname, isn't it?
How Lolly would you pronounce
it? H. Hi, Davina and Michael. I'm so glad you're back from your summer break and dishing out the recommendations again. I'm a relatively new follower and relishing the connection back to the UK, having moved to Australia 16 years ago. You're welcome, Lolly. We're glad to have you here. My hubby and I love to hear what we should watch, listen to, follow, or buy each week. Having just listened to your newest pod, I wanted to recommend a good song for Michael to blub to, which gets my hubby every time.
Oh, I love this.
He's not generally an emotional being, but this one is so nostalgic and reminds you of time living back in Blighty with his family.
I love it.
If you haven't heard it before, find a quiet space where you can just be still and think. Oh, it's the JCB song.
Do you know it?
Oh, God, do I know
it. Do you?
It is.
Is it?
Brutal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm finding it now.
My kids bought me this for Father's Day, I think, year on a CD, because it's quite an old song.
Can I play it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Hold it to your microphone. It's a killer.
I'm rumbling in this JCB. I'm 5 years old, my dad's a giant sitting beside me. And the engine rattles my bum like berserk. While we're singing, don't forget your shovel if you want to go and work. My dad's probably had a bloody hard day.
But he's been okay.
I don't think I've listened to that song for like 15 years or something. It was too much.
Even I found that a bit hard.
You wait till it gets to the chorus.
Just because I was just imagining my dad, you know.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And even though he's not with me in a digger, he's with me in another way. Oh, my God, that's so...
It gets you at all angles. If you've had a tough relationship with your dad, it will floor you. And if you've had a fantastic relationship with your dad, it will floor you, you know. Oh, gosh.
Well, you were spot on there, Lolly.
Crikey, that brought it home.
Oh, my God. Well done, Lolly.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be a new listener, but you've tapped into Michael in a big way.
Okay. You do one more each. Let's do one more each.
So, Amanda, she's pleased we're back. And she just wanted to recommend... Sorry, Amanda Allen. She's very pleased that we're back. And she'd like to recommend a show that she went to see on Friday at the Arts Theatre. I'm not sure where the Arts Theatre is. Would you mind looking that up quickly for me, Michael, while I'm talking about it? I think you'd love it. It's set in a pub. A group of nine men with their various stories, a working bar. So if you're near the front, you might get a beer or pulled up on stage. Oh, great. But a real party atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lots of singing and dancing and easily one of the best shows I've ever seen. So it sounds like an interactive experience. Mm. It's called The Choir of Man. It's at the Arts Theatre. Where is the Arts Theatre?
It's in the West End.
It's in London's Heady West End.
Yeah.
And it's set in a pub. And it sounds like it's actually in a working bar, so you might get a bevy if you go.
Yeah. Arts Theatre in the West End. Smalls Commercial Receiving House with an electric programme chosen by...
Great.
Yeah, but...
thanks, Amanda. Amanda Allen, that sounds like an amazing recommendation. Thank you very much.
I see adverts for that everywhere, actually. So, yeah. And then let's have a look at this next one here from Kate Wooden. Kate's a long-term listener. I am binge watching My Mum, Your Dad, and I am loving it. Well done, Lavina. Such a fantastic idea. I love the story behind how it came about. Yeah. I have laughed and cried. Absolutely love the music soundtrack. Too. The music soundtrack is available on Spotify.
Yeah, it's just look up My Mum, Your Dad. It's a playlist.
More people should know about the playlist because more people just say.
Do you know how many times I post it every night on Twitter?
You? Okay.
Like I post it 50 times a night on Twitter.
I would kill to live in the retreat. What a stunning location.
What a stunning house.
It's a really nice house, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a breathtaking place.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, everybody.
For that. Yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening. 54 minutes.
Perfect.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Perfect.
We have just ordered food from Pho, one of our favourite places. What have you ordered?
I ordered the chicken curry, my new fave. That's what I order every time.
I go for the spicy Pho chicken soup. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of love, everybody.
We love you.
Love being back.
Nice coming back this week with us being a
bit more on
actually
it.
On it.
Sorry, with you being a bit more on it.
Oh, yeah, we were on it.
I'm only kidding.
We were so on it.
Have a lovely evening, folks.
Oh, I thought you meant like I was on it, but you weren't. But what you meant was I wasn't.
You weren't on
it,
it
last
on
week, but you were on it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was a kind of joke with your back.
No, I got it. That's where my ego is, though. I was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought we were both shit last week, not just me.
Yeah, but my ego saved me and said, no, you were really good, Michael. It was just her that was awkward.
Unpick that, motherfuckers.
Okay, everybody. Lots of love.
Love you.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.